This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hide and seek. Joy. 94.9.
Hi, this is Dean Beck with a Hide and Seek Extra. Now, there are very few perks you get in this business, but recently I got an invitation to the official opening of a men's underwear store. It was an invitation I couldn't refuse.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Hide and Seek.
Daily Jops started out as a Facebook fan page and has grown into a global online retail shipping business with some 10,000 products going worldwide each month. And with a new store in Paran, I headed along to check it out. I'm with Aaron, who is a VIP customer here at the Daily Jocks Media Night. Aaron, what is it about Daily Jocks that you love?
I like Daily Jocks because it's actually quite accessible. Having the shop front, it's the only one like it in Melbourne, which means that I get to actually see the styles and see sort of the cuts and fits and brands that I may not know, and get a bit more of an idea about what they actually are.
How is that different to going to your local department store to find something to fit underneath your jeans?
I like much more exciting brands. I like different things, different styles. Currently have about 130.
Whoa!
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts.
You really are a collector. How often do you wear each one of these 130?
Well,
you wear them once and that's it.
As it works out, I could probably go about 4 months without having to do the washing. But no, I tend to wear the same ones that I like quite often, which tend to be the new ones that I have. And then every few weeks it's like, oh, I find something that I haven't worn in quite a long time.
I believe there is a market for previously used underwear. Maybe you need to tap into that.
One of my friends has actually just done that on eBay.
Too sexy for my head. Too sexy for my head. Too sexy for my head.
I like my underwear too much. I'm not willing to part with it.
Fair enough. Aaron, thank you for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk. Yeah, I shake my little tush on the catwalk.
Now, I also got to speak to the founder of Daily Jocks, Nicholas Eganides. Nick, when we last spoke, this store was a mere fantasy. Congratulations. It's well and truly up and running. It must be a huge achievement.
Thank you. Yes, I'm really proud and excited that the store is open. I think what we're offering guys in Melbourne is something different to what's out there. And I think the store design itself looks really cool. So I'm really happy with that.
Your business model is an extraordinary one. You started a fan group, really, around underwear, first and foremost, and basically did, in doing that, did your research as to what was going to be popular and what was going to be wanted before opening a business. It's what everybody says you should do in business, but nobody does.
It's definitely easy to just start a fan group of any sort that you like. The hard part is always letting people know about it. So for me, I think I was quite lucky where I was into Facebook early on, and pages were going viral if there's just some interest. And I think I was lucky that I'm not the only one who likes undies. There seems to be millions of people out there that like it.
So we all wear them.
Yeah, we do.
My favourite section of your South Yarra store is the back section. It's the sealed section. Any chance of expanding that part of your business? Because for me, that's where all the fun is.
Yes, the playroom at the back is a bit of fun. You need to ask for it if you'd like to see it. But we do offer some extra things in there that might not be safe for work. Let's just put it that way. But look, definitely always adding new products there as well. It's great for parties. Very popular when Trough was on. So definitely keen to get some extra brands in the back room too.
There are limitations with having a bricks and mortar store. You can only display so much product. What we see here at your South Yarra outlet is merely a fraction of what really is available.
That's right. So we have over 800 styles online, whereas the store we carry about 200 to 300 styles. The good thing is our warehouse is on site, so if anyone is needing to purchase something that isn't available in the store, we'll give them an iPad, they can check it out, and we'll just bring it out from the back. So
I wish I had known that earlier. Now, listen, tonight is your first media night. It's been a huge success. You've revealed various state by state what is most popular. And we've discovered that the Northern Territory loves the G-string the most.
Yes, a leopard skin G-string.
oh, it's refined. It's even more refined than just the G-string. It's the leopard skin G-string.
Yeah, they seem to like that over there. I'm not sure if it's trying to relate to the wildlife that's in the Northern Territory, but yeah, it's definitely been an interesting reveal.
Now, the biggest lunch was certainly Victoria. Is that a home ground advantage, or what's the story there?
Probably. He did have the enhancing undies. There was definitely no other enhancement besides the undies, so the undies do work. They do enhance.
I noticed. Nick, congratulations on the success of Daily Jocks and your store here in South Yarra. Continued success, and thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Thanks, Dean.
I'm Dean Beck for Hide and Seek Extra.
Hide and Seek.
Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.